Boston's investment community is bracing for another volatile day on the markets. Overnight in Japan, Tokyo's Nikkei finished down 6%. In Europe, Germany's main stock market is off 9%. But in London, the FTSE is up 5% right now, and U.S. stock futures point up by about 4%. WBUR's Beth Healy reports many see a recession on the horizon as the full effects of the coronavirus outbreak make their way through the financial system.
In a week of nosedives, it was another stunner. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped more than 2,300 points yesterday, shedding nearly 10% of its value. Investors reacted to news that Europeans would be banned from traveling to the U.S. for a month to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Add to that colleges canceling classes, the NBA and Major League Baseball postponing games, and millions of people working from home.
No one really knows yet how bad it's going to get economically, how long it's going to last, and what the rebound on the other side will look like.
That's Urien Timmer. He's an investment strategist at Fidelity Investments in Boston.
The market is just struggling to get a handle on where the light at the end of the tunnel is going to be.
The last time the markets experienced such wild gyrations was in the financial crisis of 2008. Timmer and others say they see coronavirus as a shock, but not a deep implosion of the financial system. That would be good news if it turns out that way. Boston is a hub of the mutual fund industry and home to many investment firms, employing thousands of workers who oversee billions of dollars in investments for consumers and large institutions. Large market swings have in the past jolted the industry. Karen Firestone is chief executive of Aureus Asset Management in Boston.
Our industry took an enormous hit in 2008-9, just, you know, tremendous. So there are many fewer people who work in it. Of course, we went from some of the leaders in the industry having to contract.
Firestone says we could see something similar again, depending how long a recovery takes. But she adds conquering the coronavirus pandemic is a priority.
What's more important is dealing with this health crisis, and it could create new leaders in the health field.
Firestone and other investment executives are now expecting a recession as a result of all the business activity that's been forced to slow down. Urien Timmer from Fidelity says the markets are looking for the coronavirus to peak in the U.S.
Schools are ending their semesters or going online. More and more companies are telling their employees to stay home and to not travel. It's a painful process because the more people stay home, the more severe the consequences will be, at least short term, to the economy. And then it becomes very important for the policy response to come through.
The president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, Eric Rosengren, along with a Massachusetts General Hospital doctor, is calling for people to bear with the short-term inconvenience. They write in an online editorial, this could mitigate the spread of the virus and its economic impact. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Beth Healy.